They are private property, so shopping malls are allowed by federal law to limit speech and expression. One upstate New Yorker found this out when he was arrested for trespassing in a mall while wearing an anti-war T-shirt. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
A 61-year-old lawyer named Stephen Downs became a free speech symbol for the anti-war movement when he visited his local shopping mall in Albany to buy some custom-made T-shirts.
I had a T-shirt printed that said "Peace on Earth" on one side and "Give Peace a Chance" on the other. And my son had a shirt that said "No War in Iraq." And as soon as we arrived at the food court, we were confronted by security guards who told us if we didn't take off the T-shirts or leave, that we would be arrested. I just didn't think I had to do that, so I didn't do it, and so he arrested me, put the handcuffs on, and took me away.
Crossgates Mall managers claimed that Downs and his son were causing a disturbance. The trespassing charge was soon dropped, though, but officials from the Pyramid Management Group still defend the mall's actions. "We reserve the right to limit non-commercial expressive activity on the property," they wrote in a letter to the New York ACLU, including free speech activities.
By design, a shopping center is private property.
Malachi Kavanaugh is a spokesman for the International Council of Shopping Centers.
Shopping center imposes what they call their codes of conduct. If you violate those rules, then you can be asked to leave. It all goes back to what the intended purpose of the shopping center is. It's to facilitate commerce. It's to have, you know, retailers sell their goods and services. If somebody's disrupting that or is inhibiting a retailer from doing that, they can ask them to leave.
Some shopping malls have chosen to set aside public space for leafleting, petitions, and even rallies. But in a landmark ruling in 1980, the Supreme Court upheld the general notion that citizens have no First Amendment rights to express themselves in privately owned shopping malls. Since then, several states, including California and New Jersey, have granted broader speech rights, saying shopping malls are the new town square. But in most of the country, shopping mall owners can enforce any rules they want, says attorney Floyd Abrams, an expert on First Amendment issues.
One of the realities here is that these rules tend to be enforced in an uneven fashion. And if a shopping mall says, our rule is no politics in the shopping mall, the people that run the mall had better be careful that they don't allow people to have American flags while not allowing people to have signs or things on their T-shirts which are against the war.
Attorneys with the ACLU say they may take action against the mall that arrested Stephen Downs. Meanwhile, they're working to pass a state law allowing free speech in New York shopping malls. They unveiled a billboard near the Crossgate shopping mall. It pictures a man whose mouth is covered with duct tape. "Welcome to the mall," it reads. "You have the right to remain silent." Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.